That's right, yeah. Now I just wanted to give a bit of clarity to our supporters. I've unfortunately weren't able to do that last night because nothing was official at that stage. But Theo's obviously has been reporting and gone to Southend. Obviously, we wish him well. First and foremost, with regards to Theo, the deal he was offered at Southend was significantly over three times higher than what we could afford to pay him. So there's absolutely no hard feelings in that respect. You know, Theo's he's a man with a young family and he has to do right by them. So we totally respect and understand that. From our point of view, obviously we're disappointed to lose Theo. We're really close to actually doing a deal. We've obviously had ongoing talks all the way through this January transfer window, and to be honest, early on we were quite a long way apart from what Theo wanted and what we could afford within our wage structure. I mean, it's really important to us that all of our players are paid similar wages, because for us, we're very team orientated. Everybody's a cog in the wheel. So no, we were quite a way apart, but we got closer and closer together and managed to agree something. And then, unfortunately, about 4:30 yesterday, Southend come in and with an offer that Theo couldn't refuse.
And the non-contract part of it will surprise people, that you can get a fee for a player that's only on a short-term deal with Lincoln.
This is it, yeah. So he was on a non-contract, which basically means that if another club wants to speak to him, that there has to be a seven-day approach. Obviously, Southend only approached us yesterday, so they didn't have time to wait the 7 days, because obviously that would then be out the window. So they've given us an undisclosed fee for Theo's services to waive the 7 day restraint.
And I know that you wanted to keep him, and in fact you really wanted to add a striker, so in effect you're probably two down striker wise and where you wanted to be at this stage.
That's right, yeah, we wanted to keep Theo. Theo has done a fantastic job for us. You know, he's been great both on the pitch and off the pitch. He's a fantastic character, always got a smile on his face, and if you look at our win percentage with Theo playing, you can see that he had a real contribution to the team. But at the same time, like I said yesterday, you know, we only want players that want to play for Lincoln City, and we understand the circumstances with Theo. As I said, there's no hard feelings, but for me, I want players that want to play for our great football club and be proud to play for our football club. So we'll move on. We're working hard to find a replacement, but we won't have a knee-jerk reaction. We're just keep doing our due diligence and make sure that we find the right player and the right person.
Have you left the window a bit frustrated in how it's all worked, and the fact that you and many other managers have had to try and do deals when you're trying to actually manage a football team on the pitch at the same time?
The transfer window is always difficult, even when you don't have one. It's always a difficult time, particularly the January window. And I think on deadline days, a lot of emotional decisions are made by clubs, which can eventually hold them or create problems for them in the long term. For us, we're always clear on the type of player and the type of person that we want. We're clear on our wage structure and how we pay players, so they've got to fit into all of those things for us to be able to get a deal done. We are disappointed to lose Theo. We'll probably receive a world record transfer fee for someone on a non-contract, so we've been well numerated by Southend, so that is a positive, but no, we're obviously disappointed to lose Theo as a player.
So I mean, obviously, there's no time limit, but clearly, finding replacements in some way and talking to people is something that you've been trying to call me. It's like, it kind of sums up that we keep missing each other because you're busy just trying to look at those options and find the right things for Lincoln City.
That's right. Yeah. No, we're all Nicky and I have both got a phone glued to our ear, trying to speak to people and make the right decisions for the club going forward. We know that finding the right replacement for Theo will be important. But we showed again last night that one player doesn't make a team, and we're about the group. And, you know, Jack Muldoon came in and scored the winner yesterday. Couldn't be more delighted for him, because he's he's a really honest, hard-working boy, and football has a funny way, and the certainly the football gods were smiling on us yesterday, and if we're honest, they've probably been smiling on us for a little while, and long may it continue.